The G-Men, August 6th, 2025. First to show, last to know.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to this week's Mighty G-Men. Well, Apple CEO Tim Cook had an all-hands meeting to talk about Apple and their efforts in AI. Cook claimed that Apple had never been first to market with their most popular and profitable products, and that AI is no exception. Cook claimed that AI will be bigger than smartphones and the internet, and that it's a priority for the company. I bet it is. Hi, Guy. How are you on this second showing of Just the G-Men?
I know. Hey.
I like that. I like that.
It's
Just the G-Men.
It's like exactly 1 week later. I swear to God, this whole retirement thing, I'm liking it.
You're liking it.
I am liking it.
It doesn't get any worse. It doesn't get any worse, I can assure you.
I'm still having issues in relation to getting my medical coverage taken care of. But you know what? This is not the USA healthcare system blows chunk show. It's the G-Men show. My God, man.
What have you been doing this week? Anything?
Yeah, we actually had some fun. Saturday, we drove down to Richmond to see some friends of ours that live down there. And we went to I've talked before, not on the G-Men show, but on the MyMac podcast about Renaissance fairs.
Yep.
They had one in Richmond, kind of.
It
didn't have like all the pomp and circumstance that, you know, the one that we go to in Maryland or the one that we go to in Pennsylvania does. But it was still fun and, you know, just kind of sadly lacking in medievalish events. However, I did have a chicken bowl that was really good and a handcrafted pizza that I also enjoyed. I am, however, exhausted, guys, from looking at these Medicare supplemental plans.
Right. Yeah.
It's like, just tell me the truth on what you'll cover and what you don't cover. I just need someone to tell me the truth. And they all lie. They say, no, we're the best. No, come with us. Spend your money here. We're wonderful. And then you buy them and you find out, wow, you know what?
Not as wonderful as you indicated that you might be. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So everyone who's eventually going to make their way to 65, these are some of the things that you'll have to deal with too.
Well, yeah. Certainly in the US.
Yeah, certainly.
Actually more of the same for me, more cycling, of course, volunteering, of course. This week we actually were dry stone walling and I sent a picky to Guy. He may or may not be able to put it in some show notes. I'm going to leave that to him. If it's not, contact me on the contact details that we'll give you at the end of the show, and I'll send you a picture of what we were doing. But also at the weekend, we went to Royal Leamington Spa. The West Midlands, near Coventry. And it was very nice. And there was actually handcrafting fair there. We were going for the gardens and we went for.
They make hands?
Sorry?
They make hands there?
Handcrafts, handmade crafts.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, that makes much more sense.
Not hand making, you know, you need hands to. No, that's a Max Bygraves. And only people in Britain of a certain age will get that at all. And it was very good. We had a walk around. The weather was good. And my cycling was good. The volunteering was good. And we're going on a reasonable cycle tomorrow as well. So that will be around 50 miles. Today, we've had a storm come through. Can't remember the name of the storm. But it's blown through. We didn't get hit as much as the north of the country did, but we did. Chairs got blown over in our garden, Guy.
Oh, no.
Can you imagine it?
Oh, the horror.
The horror. It was. It was.
You know what? I forgot to mention, tomorrow, I know that the episode is labeled August 6th. That's when it's coming out. But for us, it's still August 4th. So tomorrow would be August 5th. Anyway, that's Tracy's birthday. So the plan is we're going to go and see Superman, the movie. No, the real Superman. We're going to go.
I was going to say, do you mean the real Superman?
Yeah. Just, you know, you were at that handcrafting fair where they make hands. We're going to go meet the real Superman.
He's a nice chap, apparently.
Well, yeah, I've heard that, you know, but don't be near him when he sneezes because it's not a pleasant sight. Yeah. No. So we're going to go see Superman down in Fredericksburg. And then we're going to meet up with my son, Peter, to finally, at the age of 29, get off my cell phone plan. So
I'm with you. My daughter is still on a plan that I'm paying for. Oh, and I keep talking to her and saying, and she's happy to move, but we keep trying to miss each other. Well, don't try. We keep missing each other in terms of me having to ring them to cancel it and then transfer it over so that they can keep it.
Yeah, they want to keep their numbers.
Yes.
They want to keep it. And that's perfectly, you know, that's fine. But it shouldn't cost me $150 a month for my son Guy and Peter and myself for a phone plan. And the sooner I can get both of them off my phone plan,
I better not tell you what my plan was.
No, please don't, because I'm sure it's a lot less.
Yeah. So Anne was on a contract. I was on a contract. I had my watch as a set extra SIM on a contract. I had an extra SIM, which I called my burner phone number. And both the girls were on a number. So that's six numbers that I had in total. And it was on unlimited data. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing that would cost us would be if they sent a picture over text. If they sent it over iMessage or, you know, Wi-Fi, not a problem. But if they sent a picture over text, we would get charged 10p or something. I can't remember. And that was costing me around £55 a month. Six numbers, unlimited data. Yeah.
Well, that seems fair since I have three numbers and paying, you know, three times that much.
You've always been screwed in the States, though, for network, haven't you? It's always been expensive in the States for network. Yeah.
And the crazy thing in a lot of countries, it's regulated. You know, they can't just automatically charge you more. But what they do here in the States is, and they did the same thing for internet access and cable TV, where they just add a little bit at a time. They send you a notice, but nobody reads them. So, and before you know it, you're paying this outrageous amount, and then you call to complain about it, and they take like half of what they increased to make you happy, but you're still paying more than you should.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's corporate greed here in the States, and it makes me crazy when I think about it.
In the States, it's called capitalism.
Yeah, well, I couldn't do anything about it because both Guy and Peter are on the same plan.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is why
made it a bit more awkward, doesn't it? Yeah.
I've been so desperate to get them off my plan,
so that they can run their own. Can you easily change numbers as well?
Sure.
Let me rephrase that.
Change
carriers with the same number.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Where it gets, I mean, there is a caveat, and it's not as big of a deal now as it was because you have eSIMs now. In the past, when you had purely physical SIMs, your phone might be different depending on what type of network you were on. Now it's not that big of a deal. But if you were like on, I think, Sprint or Verizon or something like that, that was a different type of network than AT&T and T-Mobile. So if you wanted to go from one of those to a different one, you'd basically have to get a different phone.
Crazy. Anyway, let's move on to something which I know that you like listening to on a weekly basis. Even before we were just the G-Men, on the My Mac Show, you also like listening to Gaz's Snippets. I think I hit that. I did a double hit there, actually. And a double hit actually happens in football as well, because the English females in the European Cup final, the very first penalty, which the girl scored, couldn't tell you her name, but she scored it. But apparently she slipped and did a double kick or something, and it was disallowed. So she had to take it again. When she took it again, she missed. Anyway, we're into Gazzy snippets. Yes, even...
Well, that's a snippet.
It's a snippet. It's not an Apple snippet. I mean, they're not always Apple snippets, but mostly they are. Apple shift turns India into the world's top maker of US smartphones. India has overtaken China to become the top source of smartphones sold in the US. Well, let's hope that their tariffs don't go too high. Perhaps more on that in a little while. Apple opens manufacturing academy in Detroit. The Apple Manufacturing Academy will be located in downtown Detroit and will be administered by Michigan State University. iOS 18.6 is now available for iPhone. macOS Sequoia 15.6 is available with an important bug fix. So go and get that if you're on that. Yeah,
same thing with the phone. There's a couple of security updates. So if you're not on
iOS 18.6, 18.6, there's lots of updates out there. So go and just check and see if your device needs it. Even if it's when it clicks over to the next major release, that's when you tend to have to be a bit careful.
Yeah.
Apparently, Apple just lost another AI researcher as it weighs shift to third-party models. So more on this in a little while, because this seems to backfire a little bit, this story, but I'll come back to that. Apparently, JP Morgan Chase are nearing a deal to replace Goldman Sachs on the Apple card. I know there's been a few touting banks about who's going to be taken over from Goldman Sachs. But at the moment, it looks like JP Morgan Chase may be close. Now, I'm going to do a tip this week. But what made me talk about this tip was actually this little snippet that I found, which was a special mail app toggle helps protect you from sketchy emails. So I'll come on to that a little bit later. Apple has slammed the DOJ lawsuit that threatens the very principles that set iPhone apart. The US State Department of Justice formally sued Apple in March 2024, accusing the company of having a smartphone monopoly. Apple has voiced its opposition to the case many times over last year. Now it has officially filed its answer to the DOJ's antitrust complaint, pushing back forcefully against the allegations. Can I just repeat that? March 2024. And only now have they come out with the official complaint. So this shows you the back and forth. It goes over the net in the courts and with the lawyers. And the lawyers don't make a penny out of this, guy.
Not a penny. Not a penny. They do it out of the goodness of their hearts.
They do.
However, I would like to say that I think that the person, company, governing body is putting at risk my ability to be able to choose a secure and reliable environment that I have chosen. So person, company, governing body, if you want to play that silly game, I'm sure a lot of other people will continue to call you nasty, horrible people for putting my security at jeopardy.
I wonder where I've heard that before.
I don't know. Actually, that's the first time that's been said here, I think.
It's the first time it's been said, and I think it's pretty much the first time it's been said by you ever.
Yeah.
Spain are to expand its antitrust investigation into the App Store pricing rules, just as Apple inches closer to winning EU approval for its latest App Store changes. Spain's competition watchdog is expanding its own investigation, citing new evidence related to Apple's developer pricing rules.
Mm-hmm. New evidence.
Apparently, Apple is set to acquire yet another campus in the Bay Area. Apple's real estate spree in Silicon Valley continues as the company is reportedly in contract to make its third major Bay Area acquisition this year alone. And apparently, that's worth $350 million, I believe, the site.
Okay.
Apparently, Security Byte have done some research, and iPhone users are more reckless online.
Yeah, I know. Every time I'm online, I'm jumping out of trees and you know, racing my car and doing all kinds of things.
I don't think it means that sort of reckless.
But it
wouldn't surprise me, because I think a lot of Apple users think they've got an air of invincibility about them. And that's because Apple say that they've got a really secure phone. So you've got to be careful how you play that game, haven't you, a little bit?
Yeah. Don't. And in other words, don't play that game. Be safe.
Well, yeah, yes. Yeah, absolutely. Now, another airline has joined the luggage tracking program. And apparently it's now supported by 30 carriers. And that's AJ, Air Canada, Air India, Air New Zealand, American Airlines, Breeze Airlines, Cathay Pacific, China Airlines, Delta. Do you know, it just goes on.
Lufthansa Group. It probably would be easier at this point just to say the ones that aren't in the ATA.
Well, yeah, British Airlines don't.
Yeah, AirTag Alliance.
Yeah. Now, what this goes to show is that they don't trust the airports with your luggage, folks. That's what I'm going to say about that.
Would you?
Probably not.
No.
Well, we have to. We have to. Yeah. We got no choice.
Yeah.
They're very nice people at the luggage department.
I'm sure they are.
Apple joins the White House push that promises to revamp digital healthcare. Today, the White House announced that it's teaming up with more than 60 tech and healthcare firms, including Apple, in a new effort related to how patient data and digital health tools work across the U.S.
Huh. Well, how did elves get so ill?
Because they've not been fed properly.
Oh, well, see, that would explain it.
Yeah, too much candy. Apple security bounties pay up to $2 million, but apparently it only paid $1,000 for a critical bug. One security researcher reported a Safari vulnerability Apple graded as critical and gave a severity score of 9.8 out of 10, says that they were only paid $1,000. Well, there you go. Perhaps you should have used it to make some money.
We're kidding. We're very, very much kidding. If you find bugs, send it in, even though they're not going to pay you crap.
App Store safety again called into question by AT app. Okay. Apple has frequently argued that it is reasonable for it to have a monopolistic control over the sale of iPhone apps because it vets them for safety and security. Dum, dum, dum. This, however, has been called into question over scam apps accepted into the App Store, and the same questions are being asked regarding the T app. The so-called dating advice app has been revealed to have major security vulnerabilities, which have exposed private chats and personal data of tens of thousands of women. So it's a jungle out there, folks. Be careful what you're doing.
But probably a lot of those conversations were AI generated anyway.
Yeah, probably. Apple, you still got to play the game, you know. That's kind of related back to the point that we made earlier, that people feel, you know, invulnerable. They don't using an iPhone because it's secure, isn't it? It's the best, isn't it? Yeah, but you still mustn't press the buttons and go onto those websites and put your data
anywhere.
You still got to be careful who you trust. You can probably trust Apple, but you can't always trust the companies that they're dealing with. Facebook. Samsung just gave the best pitch for Apple's iPhone Fold.
What?
Apparently, Apple's first foldable iPhone, the iPhone Fold, if that's what it's called, because that is still a rumor. We don't know for sure.
You'll find it in the glove compartment of the iCar.
Apparently, because that is launching next year, is a full 7 years after Samsung's original Galaxy Fold. But based on quotes from Samsung, it seems Apple's launch timing for the iPhone Fold could be nearly spot on. They've published a new press release touting the success of its just-launched Galaxy Z Fold 7 and Galaxy Z Flip 7 products. The Fold 7 is so far outperforming. What have they said? Where have they said it? The company isn't explicitly saying it took until now to create a great foldable, but that messaging is certainly implicit in its stated reasons for success. So basically, they've put out a press release which says it's now great, and they've now fixed any fold issues, which then could say, okay, now's the time, Apple, to come out with a foldable phone where you don't see any creases and you'll just take the market. Going back to the very first opening statement that you made, Guy, which was, well, I made it actually, the fact that Apple CEO Tim Cook said that we're not always first to market, but when we come out, boy, is it good.
And God,
that was quite convoluted for me, wasn't it? I'm normally much more concise than that.
Confused because you, it was like, oh crap, I'm going to have to remember something I said 5 minutes ago. Don't do that to me.
Yeah, and you didn't even say it. I'd said it.
Yeah. Now the crazy thing here is this is basically Samsung saying, okay, our newest Fold phone is really good, and all of our previous ones were garbage.
Yes. Yes. Basically.
So, but trust us, this one's really good. Yeah.
But this one's really good. So yeah, Apple, now's the time to, you know, bring your product out.
Sure.
Apple reports its biggest revenue growth since December 2021. I'm not going to go into all the numbers because I'm sure that you can go out and find them. But basically, Apple has reported its strongest quarterly revenue growth since 2021, with iPhone sales jumping 13%. Yeah. Yada, 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 yada.
Sales in China was way up too.
Absolutely. Yep. I may mention that again later. Apple, apparently Tim Cook has announced that Apple just sold its 3 billionth iPhone. That's not just, you know, we're not saying, you know, this is the fourth and it's coming out on the sixth. That they've probably sold another 300 million in that time. But they have gone through their 3 billionth iPhone sold.
I was listening to some podcast recently, and when they were talking about this, they made it sound like the iPhone 16 that's out right now, they just sold their 3 billionth iPhone 16. And it wasn't the way he intended to say it, but that was what came in my mind.
No. Apparently, Apple has said that the tariffs, you know, those tariffs, beautiful word, wonderful word, the best word, best word in the dictionary. I'm saying nothing. Says that tariffs added 800 million in costs last quarter and expects over a 1 billion hit, 1 billion in quarter four. However, they did also have a bit of a boost in sales of iPhones, with everybody trying to buy those phones before the tariffs kicked in, which is a problem because that means those people won't be ready to buy an iPhone after. So there's going to be a bit of a slump in iPhone sales. Now, I put a 10-1 bet that analysts go, oh, there's a slump in iPhone.
After all that. Well, yeah, and the crazy thing, you know, the way that these guys talk about it, they make it sound like, well, Apple must be losing money on every phone, but they made up for it by selling more phones. It's like, yeah.
They're not making any lists. That's not quite how it works.
Yeah.
Not yet. Yeah. Apple confirms that there was an iPhone rebound in China. It hit a record high. So yeah, so they basically they reversed the slowdown with an overall revenue in the region rising 4% last quarter. So yeah.
Nice.
Now, we mentioned this last week But now I've got some figures, guys. Tim Cook has now been Apple CEO for longer than Steve Jobs. Steve Jobs served Apple CEO across two distinct stretches, first as interim CEO from September 16th, 1997 to January 5th, 2000, a period lasting 841 days, and then as official CEO from January 5th, 2000 until his resignation on August 24th, 2011, the span of 4,249 days. Combined, Jobs led Apple CEO, and this is the title of CEO, of course, for 5,090 days. But now he has kind of, I'm just trying to find the numbers for it just says it's worth noting that from 76 to 85, Jobs was never Apple CEO. When Apple Incorporated in 1977, venture capitalist Mike Mercola insisted on bringing in an experienced executive to run the company. So there you go. And then John Sculley came in, didn't he? Anyway, Tim Cook has now exceeded those. He's now at, well, he was at 5,091 days. Every day since then is now going up. So interesting.
Oh, is that how that works?
That's how that works. Okay. Do you know, can I say, Guy, every day you're getting older and older.
So you're saying that time is linear.
Well, for us,
okay.
Don't speak to any cosmologist, or because they'll talk about time in a completely different way.
That's okay, because I just walk away at that point.
Yeah,
I stand in front of them and say time is linear, and then I turn and walk away. It's their problem after that.
Tim Cook says iOS 26 is by far Apple's most popular beta ever. What?
For whatever that means.
What? Ah, oh, dear. Apparently, CEO Tim Cook remains bullish on the Vision Pro, despite reports of low sales since the mixed reality headset launched 18 months ago. I was thrilled with the release from the team on Vision OS 26, said Cook on an Apple earnings call on Thursday. It includes many things in it, like spatial widgets to enable users to customize their digital space. The personas took a huge increase. They're much more. Yeah. I know at this point, Guy is hanging himself, but I'll tell you what, I bet if he had a pair of these, he wouldn't be so negative.
It would make no sense for me to get a pair of these.
That's true. Actually, that's true. Yes. So any new listeners here, Guy, Mac Parrot is a very apt name for Guy, because he is a pirate through and through. Even though he only has one eye. So
I do only have one eye. I mean, if you look at the video, you'll
see two eyes
in here. But it ain't real. It ain't real.
Do you remember that company called Epic?
Lots of
antitrust battles with Apple.
Yeah, Tim Weiney.
A court has upheld Epic's win in a Google Play Store antitrust battle. It's not just Apple that they're having it out with. It's Google as well. We forget these things, these people, these nice people. Apple apparently have been accused of inflating self-repair prices to push new iPad purchases. Over the past few years, Apple has made some progress on self-service repairability, following years of criticism over how tightly it locks down its devices. Now, a new report questions how much Apple is really complying with the right to repair regulations by increasing the cost of repair items. Brilliant. And another question, there's lots of links to Apple's foldable iPhone Fold, which will be a good name, actually, to be perfectly honest with you. But again, it's a rumor. Apparently, the Apple Watch Series 1 is now obsolete, Guy.
Oh, no.
Well, I know.
It's being replaced with the Apple Watch Fold.
Which you can wear around your neck.
Yeah, that you hang yourself from.
Japan has mandated that Apple must allow third-party app stores and payment systems. Since 2020's, Japan's Fair Trade Commission has investigated Apple and Google's dominance in the mobile market. This week, the watchdog published a series of new guidelines that two companies must comply with. Chief among them is allowing third-party app stores. There you go. Tim Cook has defended Apple's AI delay. We've rarely been first.
There'll be more about that in a little bit.
Relating to the intro, and Guy has actually got a whole section on this, so looking forward to that. There's a link which I've put in the show notes, Guy. Okay. And I'm hoping that this is the one. I'm just going to open it up to make sure that is the one. So this basically is it's a dock that transforms the Mac Mini into a retro-looking classic Mac. So go on to the show notes, folks, and take a look at the link that I've given. I've called it Gazzy's link. So it looks great. It just looks great. I'm not sure how usable it is because the screen is rather small, but it does look good. If you can have it as a side screen to your main screen, it would look brilliant. It is cool, isn't it? Apple has sued a movie theater chain with a similar name called Apple Cinemas. Established in
Apple would have gone after them.
Much like who'd have thought they'd have gone off after Apple Music and the Beatles. Yeah. They were established in 2013. A little bit different with the music company, but in 2013, Apple Cinemas made. So, yeah, it's probably a small little outlet. Chain. I mean,
I wonder if they show on. F1.
Come on, Apple. Come on, get a grip. Apple hiring for answers team working on ChatGPT-like search. Apple is hiring engineers for an answers knowledge and information team that is working on improving Siri, Spotlight, Safari, and so much more. I thought they'd been doing that for years, Guy. I mean, they just can't get this right, can they?
Doesn't seem like it.
And this one in today, you can watch a brain-controlled iPad in action. So I probably need to put that link in as well. So there'll be two Gaz's link this week. The one which is the retro Mac Mini and the one which is basically a link to a video, which is... it's from Synchron, and it shows how a person, a participant in the company's Command clinical study, is living with ALS. He can navigate the iPad's home screen, launch apps, compose text, all without moving his hands, speaking, or using his eyes. It's brain control. Boy.
That is kind of interesting.
It is interesting. So I'll put that link as well. And that, Guy, that finally is the end of Gazzy Snippets.
It's kind of too bad because, you know, if I had to control one with my brain, it would just sit there. It wouldn't move.
I'm not so sure. I think what would happen is the iPad would explode.
Hyperactivity. The little cursor shooting across the screen, busts out of its enclosure.
It just wouldn't be able to keep up, and it just wouldn't know where to go. That would be it. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Where are you going now?
What?
Who is this man?
I don't want to do any more sound bites. Leave me alone.
Anyway, I think I'm going to start nodding my head, you know.
Wait a minute.
I'm nodding my head because what happens when I nod my head?
Damn you.
I'm still nodding my head. It's going to fall off in a minute. Gases, tips.
Most
important.
Gases.
Wasn't that
most important?
Gases, tips.
It's time for
Gases tip.
I just was not ready at all.
Well, it's in the notes.
I know. It even took me a minute. I was like, well, he's nodding his head. What does that mean? It's been so long.
Okay, it's widely known that advertisers try to track your activity across the web, but not everyone knows that sometimes, guys, sometimes emails may include tracks and trackers as well. These trackers are used for a variety of reasons, including knowing when you opened an email, how many times you viewed it, whether you forwarded it, and even where you were at the time. However, if you go to settings on your iOS device, go into apps, go to mail, in there you should find something called privacy protection. And you can then toggle on protect mail activity. I don't think it's on by default. Mine was on, but I've got a feeling I remember going in and turning this on. And when you turn it on, it makes it harder for the senders to gather the information about your behavior.
Okay, what was that one again?
You go into settings, go into apps, and then you need to find mail within apps. Shouldn't be too far down.
It's not in mail settings.
No. You have to go into your apps and then mail.
Okay,
in settings. So you go into settings, go into apps, find mail, and then in there there's privacy protection, and you can toggle on protect mail activity. Okay. And that should give you more email protection on your iOS device, certainly. I'm nodding my head again.
Yeah, me too.
Hit it. That's the end of Gaz's tips. That's
most
the end
of ready. Gaz's you know what's coming.
That's most the end of Gaz's tips.
Is that the end of the tip?
Will you let me finish?
Gaz, you are absolutely right.
There we go. All right. Well, I screwed up the beginning, but I stuck the landing, Gaz.
You did. You did. You landed that on a knife edge.
Yeah, there I am, standing there on a knife going, wow, that hurts. Okay. Tim Cook defending Apple's AI delay. This started off with a story in Mac Rumors. Basically, he called an all-hands meeting to provide some insight to the company onto Apple's work in AI. He says it's going to be really, really huge, and that Apple had rarely been first, that there was a PC before the Mac, there was a smartphone before the iPhone, there were tablets before the iPad, and MP3 players before the iPod, suggesting that Apple will play a major role in transforming AI into the future. You know, and he did take a lot of questions on this in the earnings report. And quite frankly, I'm sure he's getting annoyed with taking these kinds of questions because he's answered all of these questions before. So maybe, you know, according to this story, you know, they may have been timing this to reassure employees about Apple's dedication due to Meta's efforts, which is not really the same thing. Is, you know, the Meta releases aren't the same as the Apple Vision Pro. And, you know, acknowledging that some of Apple's AI engineers have left Apple for other companies, including Meta, and certainly not because Meta has been offering massive pay packages as compared to what they were getting at Apple. So what do you think, Gaz? Because, I mean, Apple has been doing some stuff in AI. There are parts that are, you know, where it's most apparent is within the iWork suite, within, you know, notes and pages and numbers, things along those lines, you know, the AI that they've actually created and put in there.
The problem is it's what we deem to be a bit of an Irish joke, though there is an awful lot of sense in this statement, which is I wouldn't start from here. You know, if you were going somewhere, I wouldn't start from here. Well, the problem is Apple's got lots of nuances in the way that they are dealing with a lot of this information. One of the biggest problems that they have pushed is the fact that they want a lot of information that you put out there to be kept on the phone. And if they keep it on the phone, that's where a lot of the AI work has to be done. Now, at the moment, when you put information using all of these machine learning tools, not going to call them AI because they are not, but a lot of these large language models. LLMs, models, they are using an awful lot of power in the background. You've got masses and masses of servers all interlinked, all doing a lot of processing to push back your answer. Now, it comes back really quickly, and I think Apple have been they kind of stifled themselves by saying it's got to stay on the phone. Now, we are getting to a point where the phones actually are becoming much more powerful and can probably do a lot of that and get back to you a lot quicker with their own links. And they're also creating a scenario where they've got much more secure links to be able to keep that data and that sort of information secret. And that is their biggest issue, because a lot of these other language models, they don't worry so much. Now, they don't worry so much about you giving their data. They deem that they can keep that data secure. And probably in a lot of instances, you don't care about the sort of information that you're giving for that result to come back. But there will be times where actually you're giving a lot more information than perhaps you should be. And, you know, Big Brother's watching you. Okay, do you care? Well, you know, maybe we should, maybe we shouldn't. We're not going to get into that argument. But that's, I think, part of the problem that Apple have had. Now, they haven't done themselves any favors in the way that they have then delivered some of the statements about them having AI availability. And the way that they've said Siri,
WWDC24.
I think people probably missed that, but yeah. So that they've not done themselves any favors. They are stifling themselves slightly by keeping a lot of the work on the phone, where I think they're actually now realizing they've got to move away from that. They need to go out to third party, because a lot of third party, and they are starting to do all of these things. So I think they are certainly behind the curve when it comes to the capabilities that people are now understanding can work for them using their devices. But at the moment, I don't think it's a disaster. I think they can still catch up and they can still get there. However, if in the next couple of years they are still lagging behind, that's when I think it may become a problem for them, because people will start buying other devices or just ignoring their capability in terms of AI and just ignore it, because they won't deem that their AI capability is as good as just going to another product, which might then be pushing all of the data that you're pushing into it. Because a lot of these AI and machine learning and large language machines need a lot of your data to be able to give you the sort of response that you're looking for. And that's where Apple do have all of that data, and they do attempt to try and keep it safe, but they're restricting themselves in the way that they can then manipulate it and deal with it and use all the server processes and protocols in the background to be able to give you an answer that you're looking for. And, you know, I think they've just stifled themselves slightly, but it's not a disastrous situation, and they are the makers of their own. They're the makers of their own doom by actually saying, don't worry, we're there. It's coming now. You can't keep saying that. You've got to actually produce.
You're like Boy that Cried Wolf.
Yeah, you've got to deliver it at some point. So, yeah, that's where I hear lots of people using AI, and I heard a question. Somebody said, I listened to, and it was a tourist thing. It was on a money program. And a tourist person came on and said, people now don't, what you used to do, and I don't know whether how accurate this is. I felt a lot of affinity with what they said. And what they were talking about was the fact that people would go onto Google, or other search engines are available, and they would search for a place that they want to go to, and then look for accommodation at that place, and then look for activities which were close to that place, and how they could then, and they'd have lots of tabs all together. and they would be asking a question on another question on another question on another question. You'd gather all of those pieces of information and say, right, we're doing that.
We must find that. Another brain. Okay,
I'll take that. I'll take that. Machine learning can do that all for you. Yep. So you make the sentence to it. I want to go to Timbuktu. I want to go during these dates. I want to fly there via ABC. When we get there, we want to be there for 3 weeks. And during the 3 weeks, I want to see X, Y, and Z. And it will come back with an itinerary for you.
Yeah, including different hotels and
correct. It just gives you the whole itinerary. So exactly. and that's the deal. And that's where this sort of information is Apple needs to get on, because people are starting to understand that that's what this sort of technology can do for them now. You know, okay. Put aside, you've got manufacturing and you've got all sorts of businesses that are using it. They're being very specific and they are using very specific tools to make sure that they get their results. But for the general public, they are now starting to realize that these sorts of results can be at their fingertips quite easily.
Okay. The problem with this, though, is very similar to what happens with Amazon. You buy a widget on Amazon and all of a sudden you start getting all kinds of requests and advertisement for that and similar widgets, because Amazon is pushing out the idea that, okay, well, guy just bought this widget, so maybe he'll want to buy 20 more just like it or something along those lines. The problem is a lot of the information in regards to where you're going, what you're going to do when you get there, where you're going to stay, how you're going to get from A to B while you're there, is information that for a lot of people, they would like that to remain private until they actually push the button to say, okay, I'm going to fly on Air Timbuktu and I'm going to stay at the Timbuktu hotel. And then I'm going to go to see, you know, Timbuktu Mountain. So I'll need to stay at a hotel there. And I want to get to that hotel by ground transportation. You know, I mean, all of those things until they actually, because I mean, a lot of people do research long before they make a decision on buying something.
Yep.
And if the large language model believes that, okay, well, he wants to see a lot more of this, then you start getting all that shoved in your face. And everybody out there that sells whatever that service is gets your name, gets your contact information, gets your email, and then you start getting flooded with all this stuff. Whereas the way I see Apple doing it is it's encrypted from your phone. Because, I mean, the fact that your phone cannot perform as an LLM server, it just can't.
No.
It doesn't have the capacity to do so. It doesn't have the processors to do so. But what it could do is send encrypted information from your phone to an Apple LLM, go out and get the information anonymously through an Apple LLM to the other LLMs or whatever, bring that information back, send it to you encrypted, along with links, if that's when you've decided that you want to purchase this service or this car or this vacation or whatever it is that you're doing research on. And that's where a lot of the other models fall off. They follow the rule that we only make money through when you purchase something and we get a small kickback from whoever is providing those services. So,
or selling your data.
Yes. Well, it's, you know, six and one half dozen of another. Yeah. You know, you're getting more and more information put out there about you.
So let me kick back to you. Sure.
Okay.
How long do you think it's going to be before Apple do really need to start showing that they are in the AI game?
Well, they are, but just not in the way that everybody wants them to be.
I agree with you. Yeah, I agree with you. But that's not good enough. That's not good enough, is it?
They could solve a lot of this tomorrow by, well, not tomorrow, but, you know, very quickly by purchasing an LLM like Perplexity or whatever the name of the other one was that they're looking at, and that would be fine. You know, but the devil's in the details. You have to be able to, and you're Apple, so you can't just say, okay, here's an LLM and, you know, do with it as you will, and we're going to behave just like all the other LLMs. There has to be a modicum of security and privacy put in place so that Apple can differentiate themselves from all of these other companies that will gladly sell your information to whoever wants to buy it that's out there. Apple needs to be different. They need to think differently on this. Should be a slogan. And do all of this encrypted back to Apple's LLM servers.
The issue is, Guy, are they a generation or two behind? Because does the younger generation coming up through now care? Because if they don't, Apple are going to be in that situation where they say, we can keep your security safe, we can keep your details safe, and the kids will be going, so what, I don't care. And that's what they've got to be careful of in terms of making sure that the message gets out there that actually you've got to keep your data secure. You've got to be careful who you are actually giving your information to.
Now, this is just my opinion. I think the people that say they don't care are generally either very young or very old. People in their 20s and 30s, especially in times
But you're not listening to what I'm saying. You're not listening to what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, could Apple actually get in that scenario where they are caught behind the curve of the generation coming up who may not care? I'm not saying that they all don't, but there could be a big group of people that go, do you know, I don't worry about it. I put it here, I put certain pieces of information there, and the rest of it, I don't care, it can go out there. And they might then grow and grow and grow and get into the people that are actually buying the phones in the future, and then Apple are here, we're secure, and they go, so what? That's what they've got to be careful of. That's where the message that you and I and most people want, I think, is that we still want our details to be secure and not to be left for all and sundry to go out there and use as they want to try and sell us stuff, to give, you know, to use our identity in whichever way they want, because that causes you and I much more problem.
Well, we think about it more.
No, but it can cause you a lot of problems if your data gets out there.
One big misstep away from being this generation's BlackBerry.
You know,
the iPhone is the one that everyone wants, that everybody wants to use, that everybody has to have, and then suddenly they're not because of reasons X, Y, Z. Could that one of those reasons be a large language model tied in with someone's phone?
Maybe.
If that's the direction that the market goes in. But again, Apple could alleviate much of this. And if they're going to, they'll probably have to do it within the next year, by buying and then incorporating some kind of large language model that's proven and that works into the Apple ecosphere, to where it works with iPhones and iPads and the Mac and Safari and, you know, all of the general ways that people look for information when they're using Apple's devices. And if they can do that and still keep it secure, then it's not going to matter that they weren't first to the market.
Yep. Cool.
Yeah. How about those apples?
How about those apples? I think that you should move on to, well, whatever it is you want to move on to.
Well, we don't have any Mr. Cheese off this week.
That was a good, sorry. I think we do. Would you like me to play Mr. Cheese?
Yeah, I didn't get it.
Well, I hope that this doesn't go quiet halfway through, but I'm going to play it anyway.
Because, okay.
And then after the show, I'm going to tell you that you did get it and give you a big slap on the wrist and show you exactly where it was.
Hello, Guy Hey, Gaz, Mr. Cheesed Off here. Well, well, well. Just when we thought it was safe to go back into our podcast naps, you're back! After months off the air following the sad passing of MyMax founder, rest in peace, we all assumed the show had gracefully ridden off into the sunset. We thought, hoped, even, that the Ditchstick duo had finally hung up their many mics and Apple-branded tinfoil hats. But no, we clearly celebrated too early, because now, like an unkillable software bug, the boys have reappeared, this time rebranded under the astonishingly original name, the G-Men. That's right. After months off the air, their big comeback branding effort bowled down to use the exact name they didn't use in a while. Genius. I can imagine a creative session that went something like, let's call ourselves something bold, fresh, dynamic. Okay, how about just us? Inspiring stuff. Honestly, it must have taken the equivalent mental gymnastics of turning on a light switch. So here we are again. Facing another round of updates, opinions, and predictions from the disaster-prone duo. New name, kinda. New show, but don't be fooled. It's the same gloriously unfiltered stream of Apple pontification served lukewarm with a side of what are the odds and a sprinkling of audio confusion. Still, I suppose there's a strange comfort in knowing some things never change, like Siri misunderstanding basic commands. The G-Men are back and podcasting like they never left. I don't know. It all really cheeses me off.
Brilliant.
Okay.
Brilliant. Mr. So
tell Cheese me, off. Where was it?
We do love you. Now I'll tell you in a bit.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Cheesed Off.
Thanks for the feedback. And if anybody else would like to send in anything, bumpers, 5 to 10 seconds, any feedback on what we've just been talking about, anything on my snippets, anything at all, if you want to have a go at us, do so. Because Guy, what happens if they interact with us? Come on, tell us.
Oh, if they interact with us and it's like a new person doing that, they will get something wonderful, Gaz, that's known as a woo tea. Now, I hear you saying to yourself, just what exactly is a woo tea? That is an excellent question, and I have a really good answer. A woo tea is a big W, big O, big O, big T, little I, little E, exclamation mark, and I'll say it again next week if you ask me.
How can they get one of those wooties? Does it come through the post? Is it like delivered by, you know, UPS or DHL?
A small African swallow will bring it to your house.
A barn swallow. Okay, cool.
I don't know. Anyway.
A swift.
A swift. If you would like to contact us, you can contact me by sending an email to at mymac.com, at least for now. Let's hope it keeps working. I can also be found over on the Twatex as either Mac Parrot or Vertshark. I can also be found over there on the Blue Skies as Mac Parrot. And both of us together, Guy and Gaz, can be found on both Twittax and Blue Sky. It's hard to come up with different names every single time. It really is. Now, Gaz, if people wanted to get a hold of you, how would they do it?
Ever so easy. Send an email to Gaz, G-A-Z, at mymac.com, or on lots of socials, including Strava, even. You can probably find me as Gazmaz, G-A-Z, M-A-Z. And if you struggle to find me on a social, like Mastodon and Blue Sky and all of those, I don't go on Twitter, by the way, or Twatex, or whatever you want to call it. But if you're struggling to find me, send an email to Gaz, G-A-Z, at mymac.com. You still can at the moment. Oh, no, you can't. I'm not going to do that extra one, just in case. So, thanks, Guy. That's my Zedcars music. Ooh, to an end.
Nice. We also have a Google Voice number. Did you know that? I did know that. You should tell them what that number is.
Call 703-284-6777 for the My Mac podcast with Guy and Gaz. It's Tech Heaven. That's 703
Brilliant. Brilliant. I love the way I fade it out there.
Yeah, it started to fade long before you faded it out.
Well,
nothing we can do. We have no idea why it does that. And if you missed the number, the couple of times that those very kind people just said it, here he is one more time. 703-828-4678. Right. 703-828-46.
That's 77, folks.
Yeah. That kind of is. You can call that number if you're outside of the U.S., then your country code is going to be 1. Then the number, and you will probably have charges on your phone if you dial it direct. So use all the other ways that we were just talking about. We also have a Discord channel. Just look, if you're a Discord user, just go to Discord and look up Vert Shark. I used to put invite links in, but they canceled out so quickly that it was just crazy to keep trying to do that. So just go to Discord and look for it there. If you'd like to support the show, if that's something that you feel like you want to do, you can. Just go to ko-fi.com/MacPettit, or you can do it through PayPal, paypal.me/MacPettit. And if you do something like that, thank you so very, very much. And that is another way that you can get a woo tea. I do have a few other things that are going on. The guys daily drives, guys dailies drive, something like that.
His name was Guy.
Yeah. It's mostly an archive for all the ones that I did going all the way back to 2018. I am also doing, and it's a slow rollout so far. I only have one that's out there right now. Tales from the AI Verse. It's a weird one. I think you'll enjoy it. It is kind of weird. There's a cow. There's a cow in it. So
no fooling.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, you know what? I just forgot everything that you were just doing there. I just got that. For those who don't know. Anytime, go ahead and play the first part.
His name was Guy.
See, whenever Gaz used to play that, it would drive me insane until he played the second part, which is
no fooling.
Thank you. And actually, thank you for playing that, because if you had not just played it right then, it would have set up
the whole
ball of wax in my head.
Armageddon would have happened.
Yeah, it would have been bad. It could have been really, really bad. Well, folks, this is the part that we always find so sad. It's time to say goodbye. And we really, really do appreciate the fact that you download and listen, for God's sake, listen to the G-Men in whatever podcast catcher that you wish to use. And Gaz, I think that we were good enough. And honestly, this week, I think we were smart enough, at least in that little tiny segment that was going on right there. And that doggone it, Woof Wilf, who has not yet made an appearance. We've heard him, but he has not yet made an appearance on the G-Men. People like us.
Rat-a-tat-tat, I'm going to hit you with now. I've never seen the inside of my ears, Guy, but I've heard good things. My wife and I were up all night arguing about the laundry. So at 2 a.m., I folded. My God. Have you ever tried to catch a fog? I tried yesterday, but I missed. End.